Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Ian Bailey's former partner Jules Thomas has said she was not surprised when she heard of his death. Mr. Bailey died yesterday after collapsing in Bantry in County Cork, where he lived. He was, as you know, the chief suspect in the murder of Frenchwoman Sophie Toscan Duplantier. She was found murdered outside her West Cork home near Skull on the morning of the 23rd of December 1996. Our reporter Una Kelly has more on this and the life and times of Ian Bailey, I suppose, Una.
Mm-hmm. Jules Thomas was a Welsh-born artist. She was with Mr. Bailey for 30 years before separating in 2021. She came to West Cork in the early 1980s, and Ian Bailey then moved into her farmhouse in 1991, initially as her tenant before they became partners. Mr. Bailey assaulted Ms. Thomas on a number of occasions between 1993 and 2001, and he pleaded guilty to those attacks in Cork. Jules Thomas has been speaking to RTÉ reporter Jenny O'Sullivan this afternoon from her home in West Cork that she shared with Ian Bailey for almost three decades.
I wasn't surprised. He'd had a heart attack and then a double heart attack. So it was sort of, and they couldn't operate because they knew his heart was too bad. So it was on the cards, really, to happen quite soon.
Did it come as a surprise or shock to you?
Not really, no. He was a creature of excess, and I suppose that's the result, you know.
Given that you were together for such a long period of time, for over three decades, looking back on that now, what is your view of it? How do you feel about the man that you lived with?
Well, when we separated, I was emotionally burnt out, really. I just didn't have any feeling for him at the end. That's why I got him out, you know. He was impossible to live with.
Yeah. And from your perspective today, as you sit here in the home that you shared, do you still believe that he didn't do it?
I know he didn't do it. He's such a messy person. There would have been blood everywhere. You know, and also, he could never keep a secret. He was just one of those people who talked and talked. He would never, ever have done something like that for a story or any other reason.
That's Jules Thomas there, the former partner of Ian Bailey, speaking from her home in West Cork to Jenny O'Sullivan this afternoon. Now, the murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier and the speculation surrounding Ian Bailey has loomed large over West Cork for many years. Mr. Bailey was arrested twice by Gardaí investigating Miss Toscan Duplantier's death, but the DPP decided no charge was to be brought against him in relation to her murder. Ian Bailey was never able to shake the association with the killing of Sophie Toscan Duplantier. A number of documentaries and podcasts have been made about her murder in recent years. Now, Dermot O'Sullivan owns O'Sullivan's Pub in Crookhaven in West Cork. He and his father Billy knew Sophie and Ian Bailey. They say Sophie was a regular customer, and they believe they were among the last people to speak to her, as Dermot had served Sophie tea in the pub the day before she was murdered. He describes her as a lovely, quiet and private person. I asked him whether he thinks there will ever be justice for Sophie's murder.
Well, funnily enough, we were discussing that ourselves, and not just because of Ian Bailey's death. We've been saying for the last year or so that the most likely source of solution to this crime will be a deathbed confession from somebody, not necessarily him, that's too late now, but somebody who might have been, you know, come out and, you know, empty their hearts and decide it's time to come clean. But who knows, you know, that's wishful thinking.
Did you know Ian Bailey himself?
I did, yeah. Well, anybody's impression, I'm sure, has been obviously quite coloured in the last 20-odd years or so, but I know it's cliched, but he was a big, tall, fairly imposing character. But as I say, I knew him like other people in this area would have known him, but not anyway intimately, but a large, big, tall man and fairly imposing character, and without a doubt was happy in the limelight of being the chief suspect, which he called himself, you know.
Dermot, what has reaction been like in the area over the past day or two?
Well, this is quite fresh, you know. It only happened yesterday that he died. I suppose people, like everybody has been saying correctly, that their thoughts are with the family, whose obviously whose options of getting the closure that they wanted seem to be gone now. That's a bit of a shame, but, you know, you'd have to be sorry for him too. He's dead.
And Dermot, the tragic murder of Sophie and all the intrigue that there has been into the case and Ian Bailey himself, it's kept the area of West Cork in the headlines for more than two decades.
For the wrong reasons, sadly, it certainly has. You know, we often say here, because we would get a lot of French and Irish, and I suppose international journalists who'd come here because you know, we'd be a well-known destination, and we've had journalists during the year an awful lot of times, but certainly over the Christmas period of our anniversary, this is probably the first year that there hasn't been any journalists down here. And we were just discussing this morning and saying that outside of royalty or film stars or musicians, it's probably the only murder that people talk about constantly every year since it's happened. So obviously, West Cork had a bit of a dark cloud cast on it since then. And obviously, the biggest tragedy is for the family, but it was a shame here. And, you know, that old cliche about before this happened, people never locked their doors, and now they do, was true. You know, that certainly changed people's minds down here.
That's the voice of Dermot O'Sullivan there, who owns O'Sullivan's Pub in Crookhaven in West Cork. Una, Ian Bailey's death was also acknowledged or mentioned at a meeting of Cork County Council today. What was that about?
Yes, the subject was brought up during the meeting today when the council discusses its vote of condolences. Independent councillor Marcia Dalton raised the matter. I asked her why.
We typically have an agenda slot for votes of condolences. And I asked in that agenda slot that we would remark on the passing of Ian Bailey, and I thought it appropriate. The background to this being that the horrible murder of Sophie Toscan-Duplantier was a big incident during my time. It was one of the tragedies of my young life, and everything about this case has always struck me as tragic. We have a principle, it's a fundamental principle of criminal law, that one is innocent until proven guilty. It's enshrined in our constitution. And the Director of Public Prosecutions said that there was insufficient evidence and that such evidence was gathered he felt was prejudicial. I have no expertise in this regard, but all I do know is I thought it appropriate that we should remark on that fundamental principle of criminal law, and that we should remember that it was also a tragedy for him to be tried by community. And it would be tragic to compound that beautiful lady's murder with a wrongful accusation. I hope whoever did that is found. I have no expertise in any regard with regard to crime solving or anything like that. But I felt that as a tragedy of humans, this story really encompassed it. I have no idea from Adam whether that man was innocent or otherwise, but all I do know is he claimed he was, and there was insufficient evidence to say otherwise. He was a wife abuser or domestic abuser, which he most certainly was, and was most certainly charged with that, and by God, that's a terrible thing too, but it doesn't make him responsible for murder. But I do feel very strongly that one has to be innocent until proven guilty, otherwise society has no ground rules, you know.
That's independent Cork County Councillor Marcia Dalton there. And as she said, while the Director of Public Prosecutions in Ireland decided no charge was to be brought against Ian Bailey in relation to Sophie's murder, he was convicted in his absence of the murder by a French court in 2020, and a 25-year sentence was imposed on him. But the High Court in Ireland ruled that he should not be extradited to France to face that jail term. It was one of several attempts by the French authorities to have him extradited to face charges in the French courts. Sophie's uncle, Jean-Pierre Gazeau, says the family feel Ian Bailey evaded justice.
Throughout these years, you know, Ian Bailey remained free in Ireland. He never faced legal consequences in that country. He consistently refused to answer questions from French investigators and the judge, entangling himself in lies, omissions, contradictions before Irish investigators. Ian Bailey consistently evaded justice and he refused to disclose the truth to a judge about this atrocious murder, the murder of Sophie Toscan-Duplant.
That was Sophie's uncle, Jean-Pierre Gazeau. Now, Sophie's family say they want the cold case review of her murder to continue because they think it's possible that new evidence or testimony may be found following Ian Bailey's death. Meanwhile, Gardaí say their investigation into Sophie's murder remains active and ongoing, as does assistance from the Garda Serious Crime Review Team.
Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed for that. We'll be back in a minute.